You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who doesn't have 20/20 vision, even in hindsight, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, it's Friday, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. Fridays are typically happy. Conrad, you having a good Friday?
Yeah, I think so.
I think it's pretty good. We're coming to you live from Madison tonight, folks. So it's great to have you with me wherever you're joining us from. There's a lot going on in Madison this weekend, but it's the weekend and it's Wisconsin. So there's a lot going on everywhere. Hope you have great plans this weekend and hope you had a good week. If you had a tough day, sit back and chill and let us sort of make you feel happy. We've got a great guest tonight, some good conversation, some funny clips, some good music. Perfect way to send you into the weekend. Con, I have to say, this is strange. If you're watching on the stream, I feel like I'm a McDonald's drive-thru attendee right now with this microphone. Or I'm playing, Minecraft or something. I can't get used to this microphone. I'm in Madison, and they're redoing the studio here, and it's going to look amazing. It looks amazing now, but I'm used to having a microphone. And I mean, I still do, but a different kind.
You know? I'll take a Big Mac.
Yeah? We'll drive around, please. Drive around to the second window. Or I'm a Time Life operator. I can order you some encyclopedias. You probably don't even understand that reference.
I do.
Because
I watch Friends.
I don't even know. Do you? Is that the only way you know what an encyclopedia is?
No, I know. I know what it was before. I went to school and it was still, a thing.
Okay. They still had the hard copies?
In elementary school, yeah.
I just saw this funny Onion headline. I'm assuming it's in regard to the tariffs. America defeats America. The Onion, they don't bat 1,000, but God, they just crush it. And when they are on, they are on. And ladies and gentlemen, I am coming to you from the hometown of the Onion. This is where it was created. This is where it was all started. Madison, a great comedy town. We're going to be talking about a great comedy tonight. Greg Aliena and Jim Vincent, the filmmakers behind the original Meet the Parents, will be here in studio because they are in town for a screening tomorrow of the original Meet the Parents at the Barrymore Theater at 1:30, which I will be introducing and interviewing them afterwards at a Q&A. We'll discuss all the great things about this, just this little gem of a movie that went on to create one of the biggest live-action franchises in the history of movies. And it's a great little film. If you're in the Madison area or don't mind a road trip, come on out. It should be a great day. The Barrymore Theater, for those of you who are not in Madison, just a beautiful old theater. It's got the stars on the ceiling. There's a balcony, great lobby. You smell popcorn when you walk in, and they've got a great, I think you can get actual booze there too. Those of you who are alcoholics should definitely swing by tomorrow, the Barrymore. But it's going to be a fun day. Greg and Jim will be there. They're going to be here tonight to talk a little bit about the screening in person because they're in Madison. They'll be along at 6:35. And then it is a Friday night. Nightlight, once again, folks, is making radio history. We don't do it often, but when we do it right. Terry Barr is here for Barr Band Friday night. And since she lives in the greater Madison area, she will be here in studio as well. So we've got wall-to-wall studio guests. Our friend Terry, who is one of the hosts of Max Inc. Radio, will be here tonight. She's got two great bands. She'll be here in person. It's going to be a lot of fun. So, we just thought of this last night, Con, about inviting Terry in person. I thought for some reason she lived like halfway between Madison and Milwaukee. I didn't realize she was so close. So
yeah,
this worked out. So she wanted a signing bonus. I said no. She countered. We worked it out. Bottom line, she'll
good,
be here.
Good.
Yeah. A little later.
So were you serious about your 6-minute 40-yard dash time you just said?
Yeah. Yeah. Because I tore my ACL when I took one step.
With chess.
Like that guy in the Atlanta Hawks. I just face planted. But I finished the race.
There you go.
6 minutes to crawl.
There you go.
I did. I drove down here last night after the show in Green Bay. I got in my car. I came down to Madison. I pulled over to get gas. I don't know. What is it? 9 o'clock at night. I'm somewhere around Fond du Lac. And, you know, I keep putting my card in the thing and it says, please see attendant. I'm like, okay. It's a new debit card. I thought maybe there was something wrong. I tried again. I hit pay at the pump again and I tried again. It says, please see attendant. I look at the guy in the window. I give him one of these, you know, hey, what's up? And he says over the microphone, he says, you have to pay inside. Do you want to pay at the pump? I go, yeah, I want to pay at the pump. That's what I'm trying to go. Okay, you have to do it inside.
What?
I was just like the weirdest conversation I've ever had. And then he came out and fixed it, and I went on my merry way. But it was really just kind of if I was at a gas station all night working, I'd probably smoke weed. You probably see three people a night. It's got to be like the most, it's got to be hard to stay awake. And my friend Mike Schmidt, remember he was on the show and told mm-hmm. that story about how he went in the back and took a nap and somebody came in and cleaned the place out and they had it all on camera. That would be so tempting. But very nice guy. We figured it out, but there was definitely, we were having trouble communicating there, but I worked it out. You know what else I saw? Sometimes I like to take the road less traveled, so to speak, to quote Robert Frost. I went through this little road and there was this house on a small highway and it had that thing where the sheriff is like leaning against the house. It's like a silhouette and it looks like a marshal kind of leaning. You know what I'm talking about?
I mean, I kind of got the picture, but I not really.
They're like silhouettes. They're like cutouts. And yeah. You lean it against your house and it looks like there is a sheriff leaning against your house with a cowboy hat. Like he just stepped off a dude ranch or something. And I don't know what the point of those is. I'm not
decorations,
really, but they're not decorative. They're just kind of strange. Is it like to scare off prowlers? I don't think I've ever used the word prowlers before, but is it to scare people away? Or is it just like, hey, we think this is cool.
I think this is cool.
I'm going to see if I can find a picture of this. We'll put it up on the stream and see if people can help me out. Because you see, they're not that rare. Like, a lot of people have them. I just don't get it. So, as I mentioned, I'm in Madison, folks. The Wisconsin Film Festival is here. I was looking through the guide today. Great films. And I saw one, a scary movie that I'm supposed to introduce. And it got me thinking. And it also led me to tonight's question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is the scariest movie you've ever seen? It's Friday night, folks. It's not the 13th, but we can have some fun with this. What is the scariest movie you've ever seen? Let me know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. You can also text us on the app, very easy to use. And guess what else you can do with the app, folks? And you're going to want to hear this because this is big stuff. It's our Break Into Spring Text to Win contest, your daily chance to win a Chula Vista Getaway, Milwaukee Brewers Club level seats, or $100 in cash. Plus, every entry puts you into our grand prize drawing of a brand new queen mattress set from Verlo that includes a mattress, sheet set, mattress protector, and pillows. Times for text to win are 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. You do have to download the app to play. You need the app because that's how you can enter. Just click the little icon right next to the station and send in the word of the day, and you are entered. You will be entered for the daily prize and the grand prize all at once. Good luck, folks. I'm sure you all have the app anyway. But that's another way to reach us here at Nightlight. You can comment on anything we're talking about, whether it's the question of the night or something that comes up. If you have questions for our guests, that's always fun. And you can watch in the stream, too. Conrad, how can people watch the radio?
Yeah, so on Facebook, we're WISS, WGBW, or Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. On YouTube, it's Civic Media or WGBW. And on Twitter, WGBW or Civic Media.
There you go. Get a hold of us any way you can, folks. It's great when you guys participate. Terry already checking in on the stream. That's Terry Bar Media, ladies and gentlemen, our bar band Friday night guest every Friday here. She says, see you soon. Yes, you will, Terry. We'll be here. I will let you in if the doors are locked. PJ also checks in on the stream and says, the hills have eyes. All right, I have to make a disclaimer here, folks. A lot of the suggestions you send to me, I'm not going to know. I don't really watch scary movies that much. It's not that I don't like them. I don't like the grossness. I'm not a horror fan. Like, I remember going to my high school friend when we lived in LA, lived in San Clemente. We went down there for Thanksgiving. He and his wife said, oh, you got to see Saw. You have to see this movie. It's great. So we eat this huge Thanksgiving dinner. Our kids are playing all day. It's a great day. And then they end it with Saw, the worst movie. I mean, some people, if you like horror, you probably love Saw. I was repulsed and not really that scared, just really grossed out. So I don't know if The Hills Have Eyes, PJ, is a like kind of a gore movie or a scare movie or whatever, but I want to say in advance, I don't know a ton of scary movies, but I'm putting this out there to you guys because I know a lot of people do love scary movies. So please share them. And we have a caller. Connery.
Yes, we do. Ollie from the Northwoods.
Hey, Ollie, how are you?
Well, I'm good. But I'm tempted to say the scariest movie is the one we're living in right now.
I knew someone was going to say that.
Well, I have to be the first, you know. I have two scary movies that I remember being truly frightened in. One was Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds.
Oh, yeah.
And the other was Cujo.
The dog. Do you have a dog?
Yep. You bet.
Did that freak you out about your own dog?
No, it just was not a good deal.
It was terrible. It was terrifying. All those Stephen King movies are terrifying, I think.
It was definitely frightening.
Yeah. Right. All right. Well, thank you for the call, Ali. Hopefully, we're currently living in this movie. The ending has not been determined yet, so I hope this movie ends not too scary for you, but I really appreciate
you
calling.
Well, I hope it has a
great
happy
night.
Ending.
Me too, my friend. Thank you so much for the call. That's Ali from the North Woods. Dave says Fleet Farm. That's a scary movie. Okay.
Yeah.
I've been to Fleet Farm.
Yeah, it's
not often.
Menards is better, so.
Is it?
Yeah.
Aren't they all the same? Don't they carry the same stuff?
You know, Menards is a Wisconsin product, I believe, so you got to love it.
But they're everywhere now, right?
Yeah, it's like Quick Trip. Quick Trip started in Wisconsin's
oh my God.
Everywhere.
You and your Quick Trip. That's your.
You know, I saw something yesterday, 2 days ago. The Royals, they have QK on it is the other Quick Trip. Don't like that.
Okay. We'll pick it up there after the break. We'll indulge you more, Conrad, after the break and read some more text. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Love me, love me. Take it into town. Happy, happy. Put it in the ground where the flowers.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Alright, hang on a second, Conrad. Someone's ordering a Happy Meal. Okay. Hey, welcome back to Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba, and I am using a different apparatus. It's taking me some getting used to. This cord is touching my neck.
You know what? You know what? It's different for me too because you're in Madison. So
right.
I accidentally turned on the studio mic in the studio in Green Bay.
Oh,
and I was like, wait, why is that not? We're good now, though.
You just miss me.
I do.
That's all it is.
But there's a kegger, remember? So
yeah, that's all right. Have fun. Clean up when you're done.
Thank you.
Our question tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is what is the scariest movie you've ever seen? And the texts are pouring in. This is going to be one of those nights, I think, where it'll be tough to keep up. PJ says The Hills Have Eyes is not gory, or it's not as gory as Saw. So I have heard that's a great movie. PJ also says a family gets stranded in the desert on vacation, and while looking for help, they stumble across a deserted nuclear testing site. That's interesting. He says it gets scarier. That reminds me of The Gorge a little bit. I wonder if they take things in the same direction. We've got Tom from New Berlin says, Pete, with you on horror, there have been good ones. I liked Silence of the Lambs. Scared me. What's yours, Con?
Human Centipede, probably.
That's a movie?
I watched, like, I didn't watch the whole movie. I watched the part where it was bad, and one of my friends said, hey, take a look at this. And I came in, and I was like, no, and left.
Did they tease you?
They already know I hate horror movies. I absolutely cannot watch them. I hate them. So they just kind of tease me about it, saying,
okay.
Anytime we would have a movie night, they'd be like, we're going to watch horror. Are you going to go in your room? I'm like, yeah, see ya.
Yeah, they just don't want you. That's not cool. I think for me, it's The Shining.
Yeah.
That's a movie that's just like, not particularly gory either, just creepy as all get mm-hmm. out. Really creepy movie. Christine from Slinger says, The Exorcist, by far, the book was actually worse. I read the book, Christine, as a kid. I agree with you. Don from Wanakee says, It's Alive. I think that is a movie, but I don't remember that one. Thank you, Don. 715 says, Salem's Lot. I had the most nightmares from it. Okay. I don't remember that one either, but I did. That's another one I saw when I was a kid. Annie from Watertown says, I agree on blood and gore. Thumbs down. Lots of scary movies are good, but still absolutely creeped out by the monkeys in The Wizard of Oz. I'm with you, Annie, but how tame does that seem now compared to what you see? Unbelievable. Brian, call. Oh, we got a call?
Yeah, yeah, it's Brian from Milwaukee. Yeah.
Let's talk to Brian. Hey, Brian, how's it going?
Hey, good. How are you guys doing? This is going to be probably one of the craziest answers you've ever heard. I am 39 years old, but ever since I was a kid, I cannot watch this movie. I've only seen it once, and I will never watch it again. It's E.T. The Extraterrestrial. And the scene that freaked me out was when the mom finds the little girl in the closet or bathroom or whatever with E.T. all shriveled up. She picks up the girl, tries to escape the house, and you got these guys in those space suits that come just like breaking in through the front door and through the windows. And
that is scary.
Has petrified me ever since I was a kid. And
I thought you were joking at first, Brian. I thought you were kidding. I thought you were going like Phil Dunphy and Ghostbusters scared. But that was scary. I remember that. That was kind of trippy.
And the whole rest of that movie was just like, oh my God, these guys in hazmat suits and everything else just scared the hell out of me.
I don't think you'd like Saw, Brian. Stay away from that one.
I can't watch any of those. Can't watch horror movies.
Thank you for the call, buddy. Appreciate it.
Yep. Take care.
All right. Lori from Hayward says, heard on the news. We're not going to do it. I don't think we want to do we're not going to do a political text. We don't really do that here. Keep those texts coming, folks. Dave says, makes you pay inside. He's referring to the gas.
Yeah.
Makes you pay inside cheaper gas. So I would do that. I'd walk a few extra feet to save a few pennies.
Yeah.
As opposed to a little exercise.
Yeah. God, why not?
Look at this picture on the stream, Conrad. I don't know if I like. I used to love the Madison camera. I feel like I have a huge trunk right now. Honestly, I could feed a small country. It's so weird.
Feeling a little bloated right now?
Let's see if they can fix this. Sage, if you're listening. So I thought this was really cool, and I know you like the movie MacGruber a lot. Will Forte said he really misses Val Kilmer. They were good friends, and they became good friends, I think even before MacGruber. He had Val Kilmer staying with him because Val Kilmer got into some argument with his landlord in Malibu, moved in with Will Forte, and Will Forte says he got Kilmer into reality TV, and they loved The Amazing Race. And the two of them were going to go on the show together. They wanted to do it, but their agents totally shut them down and said it would be terrible. And I thought this was funny because it shows you how much Val Kilmer evolved. He met his wife, I can't remember on what movie, but she was like this serious actor acting on the West End in Great Britain or whatever that theater district is that's so famous. And he was embarrassed that he was doing Real Genius. And he was brilliant in Real Genius. And Real Genius is a good movie. But he's probably this young, idealistic actor. And then he wants to go on The Amazing Race. I'm like, that's a huge... But he obviously got over that hang-up about not doing stuff that was like really high-end or very artsy, because there's nothing artsy about reality TV. So I think that's actually kind of cool, though. Will Forte says to this day, he regrets not doing that with his friend Val Kilmer. There's also folks at the Wisconsin Film Festival. Greg Gliena and Jim Vincent will be here in just a couple minutes talking about their Meet the Parents screening tomorrow at the Barrymore. There's a movie playing tomorrow night at the Barrymore. I can't even say the title. It's got like an R-rated word in the title, maybe an NC-17 word.
Yeah.
And Ben Reiser was on the other day, and he talked about that. Remember, mm-hmm. he said, I can't yep. say the name of the movie. Well, I looked it up in the guide today when I got to my hotel, and I'm like, I am definitely going to see this because I'm so curious. But
yeah.
it's about the Rolling Stones. And all you have to do is Google Rolling Stones movie Wisconsin Film Festival, and you'll see the title. So I'm going to check that out because I'm curious. But lots going on in Madison this weekend. If you're around, check out the film festival. Milwaukee Film Festival coming up in a couple weeks, too. So that's exciting. Terry Barr is here. It's a Barr Band Friday night. Terry will be in studio tonight. We'll be making more radio history here on Nightlight as Terry Barr joins us in person. I don't think she's convinced I really exist. I think she thinks I'm AI. We will prove all of that wrong tonight when she shows up. Greg Gliena and Jim Vincent are here, too, to talk about their screening tomorrow. That's coming up after the Civic Media News team tells you what's up. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this Friday night on the Civic Media Radio Network. Great to have you with me on this Saturday night. People on the text line are actually saying the name of the movie tomorrow. So I can't say it on the air. You still got me on? Oh, there we go. I can't say it on the air, but it is about the Rolling Stones. And it's supposed to be, this texter says, it's a great decadent concert tour flick. The yes. horse was flowing through their veins. I'm not a drug user, but I know what that means.
I don't. Horse?
Heroin.
Oh,
yeah, smack. I only know this because I watch film noir.
These kids today.
These hopheads. And then Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, The Climb. I don't like heights. Oh, I don't know that movie either. Ladies and gentlemen, it is great to have you with me on this Friday night. As I mentioned earlier, the Wisconsin Film Festival is currently underway here in Madison. It kicked off last night. Tomorrow at the Barrymore at 1:30, there will be a screening of the original Meet the Parents. That doesn't mean the first one. In the big studio world, that means an original film that we've talked about before on this show that was made by Chicago comedian Greg Gliena and produced by Jim Vincent. They are here with me in the studio right now. Hey, guys.
Are we at 1:30 or 1? I thought it was 1.
Is it 1:30? Is it 1? I think it's... I thought it was 1:30.
Excuse me.
I thought I could sleep in. Let's Google that.
Yeah.
You might be right about that, but get your tickets. It's going to be a great day. Are you guys... are you excited about this?
I always love seeing it with an audience because it still gets big laughs, and that I don't watch the movie, I watch the audience.
Yeah.
You know. And
so, how are you guys? First of all, let's slow down here because I got a lot of questions to ask you guys about Meet the Parents. How did you? Is it good to be in Madison? Have you been here before?
I love Madison.
Yeah,
great city.
Reminds me of the movie Logan's Run.
Why?
Because everyone's 23, and I feel like they execute the people over 30.
Is that a good thing or bad thing?
No, it's nice.
We're over 30.
I like it. I like it.
Okay.
I always liked Madison.
Yeah, it was a good comedy town. We talked about, you and I are both stand-up comedians from Chicago. We both worked at, it used to be called Funny Business down the road. And Jim, have you been here before?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we actually, 30 years ago, before the film was purchased by Universal to remake it, we showed it at the Madison Film Festival.
Oh, really?
So this is sort of like a coming back 30 years later.
I have no memory of that.
Well, maybe you weren't invited.
You weren't really. Well, that's probably what it was. Right. I think you were, well, maybe you were in L.A. I don't know. Yeah. But so it's sort of, it's fun because we, when we were here 30 years ago, people really liked the film. And
yeah,
we got such a great response from it.
I'm excited because I haven't seen it with an audience. When you and I started writing together, the film had been done for 10 years, and I never got to see it in Chicago at a theater. So I'm probably as excited as anybody to sit with a real audience tomorrow in a great, really cool old theater right. and watch this film.
Tell us about the theater. I haven't been in the theater. What is the theater like?
It's like one of those old-time theaters with the stars on the ceiling and a balcony and an old lobby where you go in and you can get a cocktail. You can get, you know, all the other stuff they have, too. But it's just, it's got all the steps down to the restrooms and, like, those winding staircases. Yeah. It's beautiful. It's a great venue. The sound is terrible. No, I'm just kidding. is that the worst? I had a film screen over here at the Orpheum years ago, and it was, like, jam-packed. And it's like a 1,400 foot, you know,
big.
But the sound was like 2 seconds behind. I thought I was going to lose my mind. Yeah. It was awful. But the Barrymore is great. You guys are going to love it. I have to ask you guys, too, since you're here, and our question of the night is scary movies. What's the scariest movie you've ever seen?
It depends when you ask me. If I was a kid, I would say Night of the Living Dead or, you know, Frankenstein or something. But I think now... I don't really get scared at movies. I love the movie 1408 with John Cusack. You ever see it?
No.
It's this evil hotel room, basically. But I think that's... It's not scary, but it's kind of like makes you like, you know.
Yeah. That's fine. What about you, Jim? You like scary movies?
I think the sequel to Meet the Parents was pretty scary.
the second sequel.
But, yeah, there's a film with Josh. I can't think of his last name now.
Hartnett.
Yeah.
30 Days of Night or something.
Yeah, 30 Days of Night.
Great vampire film.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
okay.
It's you know, I can always see it over and over again.
You know what I like about that? They make vampires scary again.
Yeah.
So lately, vampires are like these romantic figures.
They're really just humans that are misunderstood.
Yeah. I would say I'm old enough to remember when clowns were funny and vampires were scary.
I don't, have you guys, what do you guys, Val Kilmer died this week. What do you think about Val Kilmer?
So great actor. I mean,
yeah.
Well, he was classically trained. I mean, he is a really good actor. He was classically trained as an actor, and if you look at his series of movies, he's done quite a few movies.
What was the comedy he did in the '80s that with the
Real Genius,
Real
or Top Secret?
Top Secret. Yeah, that was his first big
big
film.
Phenomenal movie. he says to the girl. She says, "What's your name?" He says, "Nick." My father thought of it while he was shaving. Like, it's such a stupid. But that was written by the Zucker brothers and Jim Abrams, all Wisconsin guys. So that was a fun.
Were cows, right? There was something with cows.
Inappropriate cow scenes. Yeah.
But anyways, there was a documentary he did about his life.
Loved it.
Toward the end, it was fantastic.
That scene, I talked about this the other night, at the beginning of that documentary, he's in a trailer with Rick Rossovich, the actor, and another guy who was in Top Gun, who I think ended up marrying Kelly McGillis. I don't know his name, but... And Val Kilmer's just being silly, and he's imitating Tom Cruise and making fun of him a little bit, and there's this great Chris Isaac song. That was the best part of the whole film. It just had this great energy, but it was really cool to learn more about Val Kilmer and what he's been going through the last however many years. Didn't you write a horror film?
Yes.
After we were writing something, you said, "I want to write a horror film."
We're trying to get it made. We have Tara Reid is going to star in it, and the actress who plays the nun, Bonnie Ahrens, is going to star in it. So,
the actress who plays the nun.
You know that iconic nun, scary face?
Oh, okay.
I saw it on a backpack when I was walking through a store in Chicago. But she's the nun.
Okay.
The evil, scary nun.
You told me years ago you thought, and I think this is funny, when we would write late at night, you said comedy's got to be a nightmare. You always used to say, "I love comedies that are nightmares."
Yeah.
And it's funny that you wrote or you took an interest for a while in horror films because they're like the nightmare without the funny.
Right.
Is that a similarity you see?
It's not dissimilar. Horror, I think, has a comedy is a little bit of a connection with horror.
Yeah. It's
gotta be relatable and things that, you know, scare you or make you laugh. But this was I just wanted to see if I could do it. I'm trying to stretch my
writing chops,
my little abilities. Yeah.
all right, let's talk, Jim. I never really I've talked to you quite a bit, Greg, over the years when we would write together about Meet the Parents or when you've been on this show. What are your thoughts? You know, you put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into this original film gem. What do you think of what the studio did? Were you happy with it?
Well, I guess ultimately people found out about the movie because Universal made it.
Yeah.
Now, we had another offer for the film, actually, to go direct to video. I know people don't know what that term is anymore, but National Lampoon, and they were launching a new video line or something, but it fell through. It didn't work.
That was the biggest disappointment of all for the
Seemed like
film.
A natural fit.
Oh, they right? put ads in their magazines. Come National Lampoon's Meet the Parents. Yeah, that was a big.
But I would say happy with it is an interesting way to put it. I think there was a lot of frustration, obviously, on Greg's side and my side of kind of how it all kind of came together. But
I would be totally happy with their deal if I could release mine.
Yeah.
Then otherwise, I'd be fine with whatever they did. It's fine, you know. But that's the only thing that bothered me.
They've tied up the original film.
Yeah, they won't let us show it except at film festivals.
So they're okay with this.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. But
and having it on YouTube because it's on YouTube.
The Universal Police will be here in 5 minutes.
No.
But
I get a copyright infringement thing when.
Well, you can't. You didn't post it though. Somebody else posted it.
I posted it initially.
Now you're just incriminating yourself.
I know.
I'm trying to help you.
The police don't even have to come.
They don't. They don't. You know.
I was trying to walk that back.
Half the people at Universal probably aren't even aware there's an Indian Meet the Parents.
Well, but they, they definitely tied, our hands with it because we had deals to distribute it afterwards on DVD, and everybody said we can't touch it because Universal will shut us down in 10 seconds because of their legal department.
Now they're making another sequel, apparently.
Right.
So that's going to tie it up even more. But even before that, they just, 30 years later, they were just like, no, can't show it, can't release it.
But it's... For some reason, it goes along with this whole adventure, this whole 10-year, 15-year adventure. I mean, has anything really, I don't know. I had a Universal, when we had the premiere of the new film in L.A., Greg and I were there. By the way, it was in a shopping mall.
I remember that.
One of the Universal executives came up to me and we were talking and she said, look, your film has taken a long time to get to where it's at, which is opening with the new film I'm talking about.
Right.
And, she said a lot of, great films take a long time to happen.
Right.
And now, she was talking about were releasing Schindler's List or whatever, but she was saying that film took 10, 15 years to come to the screen. And
it's not as funny as Meet the Parents.
No. But, her point was that, it takes time to let it kind of become what it is.
But again, right. I don't care if it took 5 years or 10, as long as they let me release mine.
Right.
I don't, who cares? But it was a joke with friends of mine. When's that Meet the Parents coming out? Because it just took all these years. It was like, yes.
My guests are Greg Gliena. He is the writer-director of the original Meet the Parents. Thank you, Casper. And Jim Vincent, who produced the original film. It's screening tomorrow at the Barrymore Theater. Did we figure out if it's 1 or 1:30? Could we get some clarification?
I say 1, but I could be wrong.
I say 1, 2, but...
Okay. 1, 2?
1, 2. 1, 2. 1, just show
test.
Up whenever you want.
Test.
But it's going to be a great time. There's going to be Q&A. Greg and Jim will be part of the Q&A. I'll be hosting it. It's going to be a really fun event. Hope you guys can
it'll be just like this.
Can check it out. It'll be just like this, only with a lot of people and stars people. Yeah. Stars on the ceiling.
A lot of comedy.
A lot of
will
comedy.
Be happening.
Yeah.
After the film, before the film, during the film.
It's just going to be a day of comedy. Jim, you were in the movie.
Mm. Yeah.
Did you have to beg to be on screen or did you get dragged on screen?
Greg's tough with casting, but
you played a gas station attendant. What was
I did.
That like?
I did. Well, the day we did that, it was a tough day. I had the flu, so I was running really high. Right. I was really out of it. You come and you do your job, and you do what the director needed to be done. And I think afterwards, I was like, okay, it worked the way the direction Greg had given me. And but again, it was a hard day because I think we had
all hard days.
Yeah, that's true. But this one, for having the flu, for me it was a harder day. But
that's actually a horror scene if you look at it.
Yeah,
his scene, it's like a horror movie
because the guy comes in, he's going to meet the parents, and Jim's character says, go back. Don't do it. Like,
I'm going to do a vampire film based on that, I think. but it was a fun day, but
fun
again.
Fun day? What are you talking about?
Just acting. You were directing. That was like a whole, you had a lot on your mind.
A truck would drive up with problems. And
yeah, we had a phone number on the truck. The scene we were shooting in the background was a truck, and it had a huge phone number that it was prominent in the scene. And we're so we called them, and they're like, you can't show our phone number. I'm like, okay. So we had to work around that. It was a long day.
That's just the kind of stuff
just
that
movies.
Happens, right?
Just movies.
Yeah.
I think the same time you were doing your movie,
I didn't even
after.
Know Greg.
You didn't
I
know
did
Greg.
Mine in early, like 2003, 2004.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so
it
was well after.
I was envious. Like, I saw all these Chicago comics in this great movie happening. I was like, oh, I should have started 2 years ago, assuming I would have gotten a role, of course. Greg Glanna and Jim Vincent are here. They are the brains behind the original Meet the Parents, which we'll be screening. Trust me, folks, it's hilarious. I'm going to tell you something that's going to shock you when we come back about Greg's version and how it's better than the studio version. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Pete Schwaba. Dave on the stream says, Killdozer scared the crap out of me as a kid. I've not seen that film. I remember the song by, was it the Know It All Boyfriends? No. It was, what was their name? It's a Butch Vig band. They were a Wisconsin band. They had a song called Killdozer.
74?
I think it was a band, actually.
Was it a movie or a band?
Well, it was a movie a song, too. They sing a song called Lupus. Conrad, if you could find Lupus, you'd be my hero.
Okay.
Because, Lupus is a disease.
It's a disease. Yeah. But this song is like, the album was 12-point buck. Butch Vig before Garbage and before he produced Nirvana, right down here on East Washington, had this band, and that Lupus is a great song. All right, Greg Glanna is here, folks, and Jim Vincent. They are the brains behind the original Meet the Parents, which you can see tomorrow at the Barrymore Theater at either 1 or 1:30. I'm sure there are still tickets available because it's a huge theater, although I understand they have a pretty good crowd coming out.
Come at 1:30, you'll miss Jim's scene.
Jim had the flu, though.
If you come at 2:30, you'll miss all of Greg's.
Greg, you play the lead in the film. Was that scary, or were you like, I can't wait to do this, or were you nervous about that?
No, that was the easiest part of it, I think.
The acting?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I just had to keep a straight face.
And you did. You were a great straight man. And I will say, Ben Stiller, I thought he was good. And he's just a good actor. Mm-hmm. He was great in the studio version. I will say this, and this could strike controversy. Dick Galloway, better than Robert De Niro.
Well, different. He was more everyman, where De Niro was the CIA paranoid guy, you know.
De Niro's great, but he was over the top, kind of. I thought, and I think you're right, Dick Galloway is real.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like that guy that you.
And he's funny. He's
funny too. Yeah. Yeah, but he doesn't try to be funny.
Right.
He's just funny.
Well, he was a salesman. That's what he did his whole life.
Okay.
And he lived in Park Ridge. And
I just said a salesman is better than Robert De Niro, an Oscar-winning actor. I realized
that's all right.
How ridiculous that sounds. But in that role, I liked it better.
Yeah. Well, I think he had a really just a human touch to who he was. And
every now and then there was something that was just too big that I have to, like, once who's ready for roast beef, you'd go. And I tried to get him to stop it. We did a couple takes. Finally, the cameraman's like, just don't worry, we'll cut it out. But he and there's one scene that gets a big laugh from the audience, and I used it. Dick was waiting for me to say action on one take of something, so he just was sitting there with a straight face, and I used that as a reaction. And it gets a big laugh.
There's a scene in the movie, if you guys go to see the movie tomorrow, where you're sitting with him in a boat, and all this stuff has gone wrong. And he just looks at you. We've already seen it happen. And he just looks at you and he says, "Did you break my Victrola?"
Oh, yeah.
What do you say?
I was turning the handle and it broke off.
I threw it under the couch.
No, then he said, "What'd you do with it?" I threw it under the couch.
That's so great. It's just, oh, my God.
But that scene, I wanted a shot of the boat in the middle of the lake, a long shot. And somebody forgot the battery or didn't charge the batteries. We were filming. Where were we filming? That was out by
Wakanda.
Wakanda. We had to drive into Chicago, get a battery. So we started shooting at like 3 o'clock, racing the setting sun. And we couldn't get that shot.
I'm sure it bothers you, but like.
Didn't bother anybody else.
You know, exactly. All right, Emo Phillips, around the time this film was made, he was still a pretty big name on Letterman a lot, or The Tonight Show, outstanding comedian. Mm-hmm. And you guys are friends. What was it like working with him? Like, you were friends, but he also kind of financed part of the film or the whole thing. I don't know the whole story, but and then he was in the film too.
But he had nothing. When we were filming it, he was off on the road. I mean, he was the best kind of investor. He didn't.
Okay.
You know, but we did hit the scene he's in, but we had to raise another like $10,000 or what it was, and I had to show him some, you know, I was worried because he hadn't seen any of it.
Okay.
But I showed him the long take where Meryl Ruth sings that song, you know, and he was like doubled over laughing, so we got the extra $10,000.
All right, I should give a shout out to Mary Ruth Clark, too, who you wrote the film with, who is hilarious in the film and blames you for murder.
I did an interview earlier today, and the host was like, "I thought that song was beautiful." I was like, "You're the only person in the history of the world to ever say that."
It was beautiful in its own way.
Yeah, she's like, at the end, it was very...
And then you said, what was your response? She sings for like 5 minutes, and then you just say...
Is there a bus in town?
Is there a bus? Were you guys surprised at how easy this seemed? Like we just said, Emo financed the film. You got to do pretty much whatever you want.
Right.
And I remember when we would go into meetings in LA, that would frustrate you because you're dealing with studios who are saying completely inane things. And I had to realize after a while, I'm like, oh yeah, Greg's used to just a guy giving you a check and saying, go do this. Yeah. That's gotta be frustrating.
It's never happened since.
It might never happen again.
Probably
right?
not.
So what about you, Jim? Was it like, this is your first movie? Is that something you aspired to, or did you just want to help your friend?
Well, we had made a couple short films before that. So, growing up, I mean, Greg was very into movies, and I was into movies. We actually liked horror movies early on, the Universal Monster series movies we watched as kids. But, I think the fact that we had known each other, you know, it just seemed to fit. But I mean, on the set, it was me trying to move things along as the producer, and you know, Greg was trying to get the scenes that he needed.
But basically, I went to Emo for the money, and then I called Jim and I said, "What's the least amount of money that we can do this film for?" And look, so he put the budget together. It was like $30,000. So that's what I asked him for.
Let's pick it up there. We'll have a few more minutes with these guys after the news. This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. So great to have you with me on this beautiful night in Madison. Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm waiting just for you. Someone's living for love.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.